Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes for Union Mutual Insurance. Union Mutual has been serving the insurance needs of farmers and ranchers since 1938. That's 83 years of protecting rural Americans, providing town and country, poultry house, and legacy rural actual cash value policies. With 300 agents to serve you, it's time to take a good hard look at Union Mutual Insurance Company. For the agent nearest you, go to unionmutualic.com or give them a call 405-286-7703.
If there's anything the past 2 years have taught us, it's that people don't always get along and they certainly don't always agree on everything. Now, while we can't help you with your Facebook debates, we can help with resolving many types of agriculture and environmental related issues at no cost. Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation's been helping Oklahomans resolve conflicts since 1987, and we're here to help you. And the best thing is we can do it without having to go to court. So if you have a conflict that might need some mediation, get more information at ok.gov/mediation.
Well, cattle did not see much volatility yesterday, with most contracts confined to price swings of about a dollar. The market was searching for direction, could only find it from weaker corn prices. Box beef was higher, but traders did not put much emphasis on that, as the strength might be short-lived once retail demand is satisfied after the weekend. Choice cuts were up $1.36, select up 65 cents yesterday. Cash is expected to be no better than steady this week, as packers have a portion of their cattle already contracted. And as expected, cash hogs weaker yesterday with a decline on the National Direct Afternoon Report, about 94 cents lower. The pattern has been stronger for cash, and that is again expected this week. However, slaughter was substantially lower, which may indicate packers may not be interested in paying up to obtain the hogs they need. Reducing slaughter limits the amount of hogs needed and may also improve cutouts and packer profit potential. Kansas City wheat, the September trading about 20 cents lower early today. September Minneapolis is down 22 cents after USDA raised the good to excellent crop rating for spring wheat from 68 to 70% late yesterday. Minnesota was responsible for most of the increase with a gain of about 10 percentage points, while South Dakota's rating fell 9 points. Montana rating just lost a single percentage point. December corn is down 9 cents early today, along with a commodity board that is mostly red. A ship carrying a million bushels of corn left Ukraine's port of Odessa yesterday. So far, is making progress towards its destination in Lebanon. There's not much rain on Tuesday morning's weather map, but there are heat advisories posted from South Dakota and southern Minnesota on down to Oklahoma. November soybeans trading about 12 cents lower following yesterday's 62.5-cent drop with a lower early start today. Prospects for rain in the eastern Midwest this week, along with milder temperatures, effectively cut last week's hot and dry forecast temporarily in half. The futures in a moment. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway now for the Tulsa Farm Show next December. For information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. At the close yesterday, August live cattle up 32, 136.77, October up 40, 142.62, August feeder cattle up 107, 179.65, September up 155, 183.10. August hogs down 20 cents at 120.45. Kansas City wheat, the September is down 8 cents, 866.5. December was down 7.5 yesterday, 874. Chicago wheat, September down 7.5, $8.25. December down 6¾, 819. September corn down 9¼, 607. December is down 10¼ at 609¾. September soybeans down 55¼, 1432. November down 62¼, 1406. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.